can I come in? I'm the one who did the windmill in Prince Charles' car.
Yeah. That's how I should have come in. I should have smashed the glass there. Thrown
a Christmas bauble full of paint.
Is that what it was?
Apparently, it
was a bauble.
They were filling baubles with paint.
They were also poking Camilla with sticks. I mean, that's sort of right. You're not meant to laugh. See, that's the problem, isn't it? If that was on the news and you came in and laughed, that would be wrong.
But hang on. Did he say those exact words on the news? It would have been something like...
Duchess of Cornwall, is what they said.
Which would have been interfered with some kind of rudimentary poking device. They wouldn't even say poking. Prodding. Prodding apparatus, they would have said on the news. But that's what we need more of on the news. Just going, yeah, that Camilla, she got around poking with a stick. In the back of a posh motor.
What a brilliant idea to go out for a drive at that time.
Yeah,
this in the middle of a student riot.
It's taken being out of touch to new levels.
But the fact, you know, at least they didn't try, because they could have followed and disrupted the Royal Variety performance if they were thinking it through. Nudging the jugglers, isn't that?
Yeah, don't
nudging the.
That would have got more coverage.
I'd have watched that.
That would have been a Royal Variety you'd like to see.
Yeah.
And now, hundreds of students from drama departments around the country have taken over. What theatre was it? The Palladium.
Because you'd have to be stealthy about it. You'd have to be dressed up as chorus member. You know, like...
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. Just get
she
a load
on?
Of...
She was on, yeah.
Yeah. McIntyre was hosting. Yes. Never was interrupt he? That man. Imagine that.
He could be do comedy through a riot.
He'd be poking him with a stick. pause. Stick. He's taking it better than Camilla.